تمام منن والاها جلت عظمته والصلاة والسلام على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين سيما على من جعله شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذن ربه سراجا منيرا أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين صاحب العصر والزمان خليفة الرحمن إمام الإنس والجان الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبه طابت الأرض والسماء اللهم عجل فرجه الشريف. The situation of the world, not only it is because of the COVID-19, other many realities, so grim, so painful, many humankinds, they don't have the basic needs. The best solution is zuhur of Mawla Imam Zamana Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. And we need to get prepared for that just an equity system which is going to be equally distributed the wealth to the humankind. And we need to ourselves become just mentally, practically, and while we are doing so, it is very important to connect to ourselves, to beseech to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He hastens the reappearance of Imam Zamana Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma kun li waliyyika al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaihi fi hadhihi as-sa'a wa fi kulli sa'a waliyyan wa hafida wa qa'ida wa nasira wa dalila wa 'aina حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. And this Quranic dua, ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرَحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ أَصْدَقُ الْقَائِلِينَ وَقَوْلُهُ الْحَقُّ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. I begin in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. This is the second day we are talking about the science in the sermon of Bibi Fatima Zahra Salawatullahi Wasalamu Alaiha. Yesterday, understanding the concept of science and also our exclusively the duties of Muslims in regards to the subject. The terminology I used yesterday, that is Quranic terminology, which is Shakila. Shakila is our attitude. Our attitude can change our behavior, our actions. Our anger, brothers, my children sitting here, or those who are listening online, if they say, I cannot go higher, I am a little bit dumb, I don't have ability, this attitude leads him to do nothing. If young boys, they say that this is me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the ability. I try my best to do the best. I always say this, teach yourself, I can, I will. Never say I can't. And that I will also, inshallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, bi-idhnillah. One of the meaning of ba'ya bismillah, those who are scholars listening, they know it. The two meanings can fit in this bay. One is ibtida, meaning a begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another meaning is isti'ana, means with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when our child, our children, or those who are going to schools, they start Bismillah with this intention, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is so kind, who is so merciful, compassionate and merciful. Inshallah, things will be changing. So change our attitude. In regards to Quran also, we need to change attitude. Our attitude towards Quran is a book. It is usually recited before the majalis, before any Muslim start the program, they start with the Quran. And maybe a good reciter is reciting very beautifully. And hadith says, Rubbatali al Quran wal Quranu yal'anuhum. Many reciters upon whom Quran curses. Astaghfirullah. Many recite Rubbatali al Quran. Could be possible. Because Quran is not a fictional book. It's a big book. La rayba fiha. And it has said it. It is for guidance for entire humankind. Hudal linnas. It is universal approach. While for the muttaqeen, for the mu'mineen, hudal lil muttaqeen. Initially, all of us are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instinctively, within ourselves, it is makeup of human being. We have been created something within ourselves. There is a God. That's why Quran says, this religion of Islam is fitratullahi allati fatara an-nasa alayha. Fa'aqim wajhaka lid-dini hanifa. Fitrat Allah allati, Surah Al-Rum and Ayah 30. And very beautiful. Turn your face towards the up religion, upright religion. Why? Because it is based on human makeup, human instinct, fitrah. So Quran is asking all of us, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't you ponder, don't you think about it, don't you research about it. So that means Quran is asking us to do research. And our usual thing is, this para is for that marhum, that para is that marhum. We recite for the marhumin. I'm not saying not to recite, there is sawab, it's a motivation factor. But attitude is not good. Attitude should be for the sake of scientific discovery, I have to see the Quran. And if we have such an attitude, our behavior change. Our look at Quran will going to change. This ayah which I am reciting from yesterday, and tomorrow I have one majlis. I have so many things to say, I don't know. Time is, anyhow, I try my best to give it to you as a nutshell. And these are the majlis is going to be a guideline for all of us. And we need to work. I always say this wherever I go in the world. Don't leave Islam in the hands of some handful of people. Like ulamas, maulanas, zakirin, khutba, shayari. No. Kullukum rai, kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyate. All of you are shepherds. All of you are responsible of your herds. This is the hadith of the Prophet. All of us, we are responsible. So I have to feel that responsibility. Religion is not only a responsibility of a preacher, because in Islam, there is no priesthood. No, it is a responsibility of all of us. I have to understand. If I am following Islam, I have to know what it is. How come the new Muslims, if you go to YouTube, there are so many new Muslims and they talk about philosophy of hijab, philosophy of salat, and we Muslims, those who are born Muslims, we don't care about it. Because the Islam came to us as a natural, I always say this is, we call it natural citizenship. There is a law, I don't know what is in Singapore, and if you are living, if you come to Canada or America, in European country, many of them, if your wife is pregnant, if she gives birth in Canada, that baby gets natural citizenship of Canada. And he can get, that baby can get the passport. Likewise, when we are born in a Muslim family, we get natural citizenship. I am Muslim. Is it I am Muslim? That is the question we have to ask. That is the question we have to explore it. Inshallah, if you say salwa. Salah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
This ayah is also thought-provoking and food for thought. 16th chapter, ayah number 97. Man amila salihan. Man is a beautiful thing in Arabic. Whoever. So there is, it is not color-based, white or black, red or so on. No. It is not gender-based. Or it is not the space-based. Singaporean or Canadian or Indian. No. Anyone. Whoever. Man. Amila acts salihan. Salih, yesterday I said it a little bit about it. Proper actions. Each and every one of us, God, Allah has given us different capacities. Acting that within that capacity is amal salih. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha. A doer is male or female. Yesterday I cleared. In Islam, there is no gender, because all human beings, they possess the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That spirit itself, the ruh itself, has no gender. It is because of physical makeup, they are male or female. But inside of us, all of us are sawa, we are equal. There is no difference. And this is the thing we have to understand very clearly. And then all the problem goes away. وَهُوَ مُؤْمَنٌ. If a doer proper action he does, and male or female, if he is a mu'min, why the condition of mu'min? Because mu'min means he does not for name and fame and this and that. No, only to seek the proximity of Allah subhanahu. Seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'minun, if he does this, what happens? فَلَا نُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. We will going to revive him with a pure life. The Quran considers the life which we lead is not a life. Another ayah, there is a beautiful ayah in Surah Al-Anfal, Surah number 8, ayah number 24. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O believers, istajibu lillahi walirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhikum. O Quran, Zindabad. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu means, O believers, istajibu lillah, answer to the call of Allah, the Prophet. If I answer, what happens to me? What is for me? What is for cash for me? Yes. Lima yuhikum, so that you can gain the life. You think you have life? No. Eating, drinking, sleeping, the animals also, they do, yeah. No, you lead a life and you say, that is something. استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم so that you gain life. Another ayah is a very beautiful from Surah Al-Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 47 chapter, ayah number 7. إن تنصر الله ينصركم, if you help Allah. Oh yeah. Allah is ghaniyun anil alamin. Allah is not in need. Allahu samad is eternal. He is not in need. He is powerful. Ala kulli shayin qadir. Why Allah is saying, if you help Allah? All the scholars, Sunni scholars, Shia scholars, all the mufassireen, they say, in tansuru deen Allah. If you help the deen of Allah, religion of Allah, Allah will help you. That means Allah is also saying, Hal min nasari. Not only Imam Hussain. So when we say, Labbaik ya Hussain, means what? Labbaik ya Allah. Just like in Hajj. Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Say salawat inshallah. Allahumma salli.
Allahumma salli.
Ajil faraj.
Adwale Muhammad.
So we need to gain this new life. And let's understand the khutbah of Bibi Fatima Zahra. I am not going to indulge in many things, only the particular which is talking about scientific, because I said it, we are going to talk about science in the khutbah of Bibi Fatima Zahra. The biggest challenge for the scientists of all time is to figure out the mawad de awwaliya. Let me explain it very clearly. All of us, all the universities, they teach constantly and they bombard by saying Big Bang Theory, Big Bang Theory, Big Bang Theory. This theory is widely, I don't know, accepted. It is a theory. Theory has to constantly change. Theory is not knowledge. Knowledge never changes. Quran is not theory. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. It is knowledge. It cannot be changed. لَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. It cannot be changed. Because it's based on nature. It's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this theory, there was an explosion, and after that one led to the other, this entire 170 billion galaxies. For me, I'm a student. I want to know how it is. How is it possible? Question is, the universe is one entity. It was one entity. There was explosion. So that means there was something. That something came from where? Ask the university professor. If you are teaching Big Bang Theory, ask them, this Big Bang happened, there was something, there was explosion, that mawad de awwaliya, the first matter, from where? Say salawat inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Bibi Fatima Zahra salawatullah salam alayha, she has the answer in this khutbah. That's why I said, this khutbah, we're going to explore scientifically. And I asked our younger brothers and sisters, online you're saying, spend your quality time. 10 ayats a day with the translation must. One hadith, two hadith every day. It is going to revive you. It is going to put a mirror in front of you. Who you are, where you are going. Mind yourself. Be careful. All of this comes with God consciousness. Fatima Zahra, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she starts her khutbah, alhamdulillahi ala an'ama. All praise is due to Allah, who has given all the sustenance. Everything is from Him. وَلَهُ الشُّكْرَ عَلَى مَا أَلْهَمَا. Even when we talk, I'm talking, this ilham, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا صَوَّهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَى. This ilham is what? It's from where? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a ilham, it's a heavenly inspiration. So this khutbah cannot be understood when we say we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who deny God, so those who call themselves, I am atheist, nowadays it's becoming fashion. I don't believe in religion, man. Religion is boring subject. Oh, take it easy, man. And try to understand yourself. And find out who you are, what you are. Bibi Fatima Zahra salawatullah salam alayha, furthermore, she explains, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika. I bear witness there is no God but He has no partner. Kalimatun ja'ala al-ikhlasa ta'wilaha wa dhamman al-qulubu mawsulaha wa anara fil-fikri ma'akulaha. Oh, each and every sentence has so much in depth. I don't have time to indulge there. I am coming to this sentence which is scientific. Ibtada al ashiya la min shay'in kana qabla. This is a science. She started, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has started, begin the world, Allah, one of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Fatir. Allahu Fatiru samawati wal ard. Fatir, what is the meaning of Fatir? You know, Raghib Isfahani is a great scholar who work on the words of Quran. We have a book which is assigned for the wordings of the Quran, from where it came. Because Arabic, Quran is Arabic. It's a very deep, Arabic is very deep. He says, what is the meaning of Fatir? He started searching, going into the Arabs and finding what is. Reaches to a place where there was a ditch, we call it. And those days, you know, we used to have at home also the wells. And two people, they were fighting. One was saying, this is mine. Another was saying, mine. At the end, one person among them, he said, Ana fatartuha. What is the meaning of ana fatartuha? I originated this. That means I dig it. Then he realizes, Fatiru samawati wal ard. Fatara means the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the universe. Once we say Allah is Fatiru samawati wal ard, He created the mawad awwaliya. Big Bang theories, if we agree with the Big Bang theory, that the mawad awwaliya, first matter, also created by Allah. From what? La min shay. Bi Fatima Zahra salawat padiyo.
Allahumma
salli
ala Muhammad.
So beautiful. And there is a Quranic hint also there. The Quranic ayah also there. Allah created the universe. La min shay. Allah has created not. You need something. For example, you have gadgets in your hand. If you study about the gadgets, from the beginning to the end assembly, there has to have cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect. And the matter, the material, each and every material is coming from where? There is an origin of each and everything. This universe has to have origin. And I think I will give you, it's a beautiful, if you want to follow me and if you want to open the Quran and see the Quran, Surah number 21 and Ayah number 30. So beautiful. Surah number 21, Ayah number 30. Surah number 21, Ayah number 30. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Here also we have to be very sensitive nowadays translating the wordings of Quran. For example, mu'min, musulman and kafir. Kafir translation is non-believers. Kafir means non-believers. If anyone says, who is your kiryat Bhagwan? That means he is a believer. Believer in that there is, he believes in God. But not in detail, but he believes in. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ Non-believers, though they see this. Quran says, do not those who disbelieve see that the heaven and earth, this universe, heaven and earth, كَانَتَ رَتْقًا. Very beautifully. This heaven and earth, أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Non-believers, they don't see this. What that? This heaven and earth, it was one entity. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَ رَتْقًا. It was a close material. There was one entity. Then further says, فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Allah says, we have caused them to explode. Fatiru samawati wal ars, and Bi Fatima Zahra salawatullah salam alayha, she answering the question of the scientist. You have doubt? You want to know the first matter came from where? You cannot see this. I am telling you. Ibtada'a, that means fatara. Ibtada'a, so bada'a means he begin, he started. He originated al-ashiya, the things. La min shay, from where? That thing came from where? Not from the shay, not from the things. He created things without the things. To reach to this, one has to have the conviction of ashadu an la ilaha, without which we cannot. We'll be in abyss. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wala.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum.
Don't forget, for this surah 21, ayah number 30. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَ رَتْقًا. This universe, this heavens and earth, it was one entity. One matter, we caused them to explode. That means this theory of Big Bang is taken from Quran, but they took it half. They forgot the creator. They started talking about Big Bang, Big Bang, Big Bang. They don't talk, because once they talk about who caused it, they have to talk about religion. They don't want to talk about religion. The chaos in the world today is because of this. The problem in the world today because of this. The majalis I am reciting in Alipur's majalis after this, and Kausar or Takathur. One is to give, another is to accumulate. And if you read Quran, and inshallah, tomorrow I will going to indulge about it, Bibi Fatima Zahra, as if she is an economist in this same khutbah. Economy also a big subject. It is a scientific subject. Resolving this problem is the duty of all humankind. And Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam, are the mushkil kusha. If we practice, if we understand what they say, what they preach. Ibtada al-ashiya, Shahzadi Fatima Zahra, salawatullahi wasalam alayha, ruhi wa arwahuna laha al-fada. So beautiful. Allah originated the universe without a thing. That means not a thing was there. The thing also created by Him. إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْنَا يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَقُولُ. There was nothing was there. That from nothing there was something. Nothing to something. Who did it? إِبْتَدَعَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And another thing is such a beautiful example, Bibi Fatima Zahra. It's such a beautiful thing to explore these things. For example, think of these gadgets, telephones. 20 years before, cell phone was, what was the shape? And before that, there was no any kind of cell phone. We used to have home line. Biggest problem. When you go to the origin and see that now, everyone is creating by having an example before. They have to have a model to make it perfect. Look at the approach of Fatima Zahra, salawatullah alayha. For each and everything, when a person makes anything, any scientist, first he has to have a model, a replica, we call it, to create. Without which, we cannot. I'll give an example. Another example is architectures. When they make map, they make so many times, and they turn and they make it, they turn and they make it. And then reach to somewhere. So first they have in their mind a kind of replica, kind of example to follow. For this huge universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does Allah had any replica before? And she says, no. He has started this universe, begin with the universe without the example of anyone. Otherwise, he is not Fatir Samawati wal Ard. He is not Badir Samawati wal Ard. And this is a scientific khutbah. And we don't see through these lenses. So we have to change our lenses. We have to change our attitude. Quran can be seen through these lenses. What lens? Lens of science. وَأَنْشَعَ بِلَا اِهْتِذَاءِ أَمْثَلَةٍ اِمْتَثَلَهَا. There has to have example, then you create. Allah had no example. And once we create, it is not perfect. If any scientist creates something, it is not perfect. And every time they go towards the perfect, just like telephones nowadays, gadgets nowadays, every time it's going, oh, this is number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 12, what else? So that means every time they are looking for the perfection. But Quran, but Islam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He made, each and everything is perfect. How? For example, autumn. Autumn is zarra. What is autumn? There is a world within the autumn. There is a nucleus, electron, proton, neutron. 165 laws within that autumn. So that means that autumn also perfect. The leaves, barg darakhtan sabz dar nazare hoshiyar har waraqi daftariz ma'rifate kirdegar. These leaves, a beautiful poet, he says, Saadi Shirazi, these leaves are not leaves. It's a ledger of ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a huge volume of book which gives ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This leaf, we think this is a leaf. Where from where he says this? This is the namaz you should offer. Many people, they say, Maulana, give us some good salat, good, so that our du'as can be. I'll give it today. Between the Maghrib and Isha, there is a salat, is salatu ghufaila. Keep on doing, and you reach to a point where you no need to say anything. You will see there is. It's a very effective salat. In that, it is available. If you go there, small books are available, and if you go online, you can namaz ghufaila between Maghrib and Isha. You can offer it as a nafila of Maghrib. After Alhamd, there is the ayat, وَذَنُّونَ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَادِبًا Hazrat Yunus, the story of Hazrat Yunus in the womb of the whale, Suratul Anbiya, Anbiya is prophets, the story of the prophet, Hazrat Yunus. And in second rakat after this Suratul Hamd, you recite Suratul An'am, ayah I think 87 something, but from Suratul Amra. An'am. It says, وَإِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِهُ الْغَيْبِ The keys of ghaib belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unseen world belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا Nobody knows except He. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ Allah is aware of what is in the sea, what is in the land. يَعْلَمُ مَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا Each and every leaf which falls, Allah is aware of. So each and everything is aware of Allah. Each and every autumn is conscious of Allah. Allah is aware of each and everything. Salawat pari
Allahumma salam. Muhammad wa ale Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum.
With this one sentence, there are so many things we can take out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe not before there was not a replica to create. And He created a perfect creation. Each and every. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, challenge. You are so nowadays artificial intelligence is getting famous. The day shall come, people are going to wear just like on the eyes. And once they look, they know who is in front of them, what is his capacity, what is his ability, everything. They call it artificial intelligence. And they want to create in Hijaz a city made out of these artificial intelligence. The cities of that city should be millionaires. This is a concept. They want to do this, make it, maybe they are doing. So how they are doing each and every time they are looking for the perfection. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at each and everything, whatever you see, Allah challenges. If you are so smart, you are creating artificial intelligence, why don't you create a bug? Makki paida karo yaar. Allah is asking, challenging. Create a bug. Forget creating bug. Allah says, if something is taken away from the bug, small feather of the bug. Put it back. Zafat talib wal matlub, Quran says. The challengers are also za'if, the weak, and their thoughts also weak. Bibi Fatima Zahra salawatullah salamu alayha, in this sentence, ibtada al ashiya la min shay. He created, oh youths, my younger brothers and sisters, may Allah give you inspiration to enjoy Islam and to do something and understand very clearly. This universe, beginning of the universe, she says, beginning of the universe is from thing. And that thing is not from nothing. That thing also created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that creation also not with the replica. There was no this replica. There was not example. Kavvanaha biqudrateh. Hai, hai, hai. Takween of Allah. Initiation of Allah. Origination which is created in the universe is because of Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Wadhara'aha bi mashiyateh. Then he is running with his will. Quran says, whenever you want to do some, tomorrow something, don't ever say, I will going to say, inshallah. People say, Malana, nowadays they see the cause and effect and this, that, parameters before the flight goes, flight engineer comes, he has to certify, yes, it is ready to go. Then there is no istikhara, there is no nothing, there is no inshallah, it goes, they are successful. Yes, they are successful. We have seen the success, one corona, small bug, small germ has shaken the world. And then when we create something, we create out of need. Isn't it? We create need. Just like we say, necessity is mother of invention. There has to have some necessity to create. These telephones, we need to communicate. That's why it has been created. Allah was not in need of this universe, man. He never needed. The purpose of life, understanding the purpose of life is it itself is a huge subject. Maqsad-e hayat, what is the purpose? Bibi Fatima Zahra says he had no replica. He created perfect. When he created, not only created, he's running the show with his Mashiyat, inshallah. Another dua I'll give you, where it's beautiful dua of Mawla Amil Mamnin. This is my favorite. I have a small Sharh dua in my online. It is in Urdu. I have, unfortunately, I never get the time to make it in English. It's a very beautiful dua is sabah. After the Fajr prayer, if you want sustenance, if you want job, if you want safety, it's the best dua, my father's favorite, my favorite. I'll always recite this. In this dua, Imam Ali says, Hadhihi azimmatu nafsi. This is the reins of myself, my nafs. I don't want to run. When you have a rein in your hand, horses in your hand, and you turn right, left, and go faster, that is in your hand. Zamam. Oh Allah, I don't want to have hand in my hand. My own reins, not in my hand. Hadhi azimmatu nafsi aqaltuha bi iqal mashiyatik. I am handing over in your will. I don't want to run my life. You run my life. This is the Tawheed. This is the monotheism which has been taught by Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam. Otherwise, if I have to run myself, بِأْسَلْ مَتِيَّةِ الَّتِي لَمْ تَتَتْ نَفْسَ مِنْ هَوَاهَا فَوَاهًا لَهَا لِمَا صَوَّلَتْ لَهَا ذُنُونَهَا وَمُنَاهَا. It is owed to this nafs which runs, I think so, I want this, this is my desire, this is my desire, I want this. Imam Ali says, I don't want that. Because this nafs is sitting on hawa. Hawa is desires. I don't want to sit on the desires. I want to control desires. I cannot control because of me. I have my own vested interest. I will go to follow my own caprice and my own desires, my own arrogancy. What I do, I hand it over in that. هذه أزمة نفسي أقلتها بإقال مشيئتك. Ali, Ali, Adaro, Salawat Padhi Imam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Nare Haydari.
Allah had no need to create this universe. Wala faidatin lahu fi ta'ate. There was no benefit for him. For example, if I follow namaz, roza, hajj, and if I do this, nothing happens to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I don't do this, nothing is omitted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I do it, it is me who is going higher. As if I want to benefit from light, I have to have light. Once I have light, I am benefiting. Light is not benefiting from me. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is light of the universe. وَلَا فَائِدَةً لَهُ فِي تَعَتِهِ وَوَضَعَ الْعِقَابَ عَلَى مَعَصِيَتِهِ. He never needed to put a chastisement of doing wrongs. It is a system. May Allah guide us all. May Allah give us inspiration to go into the depth of the sayings of Bibi Fatima Zahra salawatullahi alayha wa sallam. وَتَنْبِيحًا عَلَىٰ تَاعَتِهِ. He warned about his ibadat act. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created you so that you can serve me. Think over it. Why Allah has done? I'll give you an example of my life. About 20 years before, I had problem with the blood. There was some cholesterol in it. Our doctor, family doctor, has prescribed me some medicine. I never cared. After 3 months, when I went back for the blood test, it was much more severe. My doctor said, I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you. I said, why? Because you are not following prescription. When I came back home, I was thinking, what is the benefit of doctor? If I take the medicine, how doctor is going to get benefit out of it? Why he is so severely punishing me? I will not go to see you. Because he has some kind of love towards me. He is my patient. He should be following the prescription. Hadith says, you become a patient. Allah is doctor. A Quran is the prescription. Once you take the prescription, you cannot نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض. I follow in something, I don't follow something. That is not going to work out. It's a total package. You take it or leave it. اليوم اكملت لكم دينكم. I am not giving half or something. No, total package is for you. And Bibi is saying, even when Allah says, if you don't do this, there is going to be consequences in this dunya, in the akhirat. It is because of what? Because Allah loves you. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Declare this, O Prophet, if you love Allah. So there is one path towards Allah, is path of love. One time I am fearful of akhirat, day of judgment. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Atom of good, atom of bad, it comes to me. So that means I am fearful. I don't want to go to hell. That's one of the paths. No, the best path is path of love. That path of love makes us to act what our Mahbub is asking. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. O Prophet, let them know, if you love Allah, follow the Prophet. In return, Allah will love you. Oh, what a man who is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me say this, the last, not the least. One day, Bibi Fatima Zahra was with her father, alayhim afdhalus salatu wassalam. And Prophet said, oh Fatima, Jibreel is with me now. Think of our brothers and sisters, very, very, very severe, very deep. Fatima, with me now, Jibreel is asking, Allah is sending salam and blessings to Fatima Zahra and asking, ask her what she wants. Think over it. I'm reciting. I say, Imam Zaman is asking you, what do you want? What we're going to ask? House, vehicle, land, what else we've asked? Allahu ma'arifataf Bibi Fatima Zahra Salwata. She said, Baba, I want a glance of his face to see. That's why we have Jannat. One Jannat is Jannat. It's a material, is Jannat, heaven. One Jannat is Jannatul Liqa. That Jannat of Mulaqat, the meeting of our Lord. What is that? We cannot even understand. To give a short, it is maybe easy to go to Jannat. It is very tough choice to go with Imam Hussain, alayhi afzalus salatu. With Ahlul Bayt, Allahumma ma'ashurna ma'ahum. Wala, take us with them. So I have to be attaining that quality to be with Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. That is Jannatul Liqa. Time is up. And yesterday I was seeing, narrating the blank page of Islamic history. Recently, one movie has been, I think shortly they release it. They have two views about it. I don't want to go indulge in that. It is, if it is becomes fitna between Muslims, that is not good. Anything which is dividing Muslim Ummah is not good. Why? Because if we love Imam Ali, 25 years Imam Ali said, his mercy was فَصَبَرْتُ وَفِي الْعَيْنِ قَضَى وَفِي الْحَلْقِ الشَّجَى فِي الْحَلْقِ الشَّجَى.
No.
I did patience. I was so patient. Because of what? It was so severe for me, I had arrow in my eyes and bone on my throat. for 25 years. Why, Maula, this sacrifice for what? For the unity of Muslimin, unity of a human being. It's very important. A peaceful world to create is very important. Respecting each other. Respecting beliefs of each other. Even non-believers, we have to respect all our human beings. We should never create such a thing which is going to create the chaos in the human society. That is our concern. Imam Ali is an example for all of us to follow. 25 years. And Bibi Fatima Zahra is the second example. She went, she said, who am I? What am I? What is my rights? Everything. At the same time, she followed the command of Maula Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali. And yesterday I was narrating, 18-year-old girl, they are strong enough. When we see the history of Bibi Fatima Zahra, she was holding a cane to walk. For Salat, she has to lean on the wall. And I read this story and the finish it up. These are Ayyam and Fatimiya. Subbat alayya masaibun lawanna. Oh Baba, oh Baba, these many tragedies fall upon me. This pain, if it would have fallen on the day, it would have been changed to night. Even understanding this sentence is a very, very tough choice. During these days, she was getting closer to her last moment of life. She was lying on the bed. She asked, oh Ali, can you help me? I want to sit. I want to sit down. Please take care of your parents. Take care of those who are sick. It's a great reward. What we do if you want someone to sit, they are sick, usually sit beside them, put their hand on top of you, on your shoulder, and then you put your hand behind the back and push it back. This is how we do it. So did Imam Ali alayhi salam. He took the hand of Bibi Fatima Zahra from the back on the neck and second hand of Imam Ali on the right side. He took Bibi Fatima from the back and hold and tried to push back. Imam Ali started crying. Tears were flowing. She took her hand, started wiping tears with her hand, and she started wiping it up on her pain. Mawla Ali asked, what are you doing? Fatima, what are you doing? Bibi said, Ali, I heard from my father, the tears of Mazloom are so effective medicine. Sallallahu alayhi ya Fatima al-Tahra. As madlumat. Maqhura. La la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimin. Wa sa'alam al-ladhina dhalamu. Ayyamun qalibiyan qalibun. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya man latifu lam yazal. Ultub bina fima nazal. Antal qaviyu najjana an qahrika yawm al-khalal. Li khamsatun utfi biha harral wabai l-hatima. Al-Mustafa wal-Murtada wabnahuma wal-Fatima. Aibadihim min naslihim qad ja'ana min fadlihi. Al-Abidu wal-Baqiru wal-Sadiqu wal-Qadimu. ثم رضا ثم التقي ثم النقي والعسكري والحجة لله أمرك القائم عجل الله تعالى فرجه ماتم فاطمة زهرة يا فاطمة زهرة يا فاطمة زهرة.